Hi, everybody. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday. If you have not been with us before, Tuesdays in our practices, the theme of our huddle is Toolbox Tuesday, where we pick one of the hundreds of resources that we have available at our disposal, and we make sure that everyone is clued into that resource, we're on the same page, and we can really calibrate ourselves because sometimes we lose track of all the resources that we have available. So we've been in a team series right now and making sure that we have the tools for our team members when it comes to training, onboarding, and if you end up in termination situation, what that looks like as well. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest complaints that I'm sure that you all hear. We hear it in our practices. We hear it from our private clients as well. But what happens when your team members get to training fatigue, right? They have new team members that are coming in and out, and training is a lot, right? Even when you have all of the systems in place, they're explaining things as they go. It's slowing them down. It's exhausting, right? To answer the same question again and again and again. And then if you have a team member that doesn't work out after a couple of months, all of that time has been wasted. And now we have to start all over again, right? And when someone leaves, like, let's just call it what it is, it puts more pressure on the team members who are still there. And that's not fun. That's not fun for them. It's not fun for us. And so I think we do need to acknowledge that, yes, this is part of the process. This is part of the business. And it's not fun in the moment that it's happened. So we acknowledge that it's a challenge. And we have to get through it, right? The alternative is that we just all crawl under a bridge and, you know, we close down the business. And of course, we don't want that either. But again, we got to acknowledge that it's tough on our existing team members. So is there a way that we can make our training processes easier? We are constantly fine-tuning our training process. You've heard us talk a lot before about our first 400 training program that takes our team members through roughly their first 8 weeks with us. And that's about their first 400 hours, which is why it's called the first 400 program. But that's really the starting point, right? That doesn't mean that they're not still going to have questions and there's not still things that we're calibrating. It's to give them a good basis. And then we build on it for there. We have a cheat sheet for every single thing that we do in our practices. Everything is written down and it's all online so that they can search whatever it is that they need. Yes, of course, they have other team members they're working alongside, but our goal is if they walk in the office and they're the only front office or they're the only assistant and there's no one else they can contact, which never happens, right? We always have other team members, other offices that can help. But if that is the case, that they have the resource that they need to be able to make it through whatever task it is, right? Like that is what the ultimate goal is. But is there something else that they need to supplement that? Do we need to do another case study? Do we need to do another video? Anything that we can add to make it easier? And we want to hear our team members' feedback about that. You know, if something is missing from the system, then let's make it better. Because what we always say is the only way through it is through it, right? The only way to make it better is to make it better. We can play the blame game and no one wants to work and they're not going to take initiative. Okay, but if we're laying out what the expectations are and we're expecting them to go over these resources or these videos or whatever it is that is in your training program. Last week, we were talking about our first 400 checklists that we have broken down for every single week. If that's the expectation that you're laying out and they're not able to meet that expectation, then that's a different conversation, right? Now, if you have someone that said, hey, I had one bullet point that was missing. I didn't get to implant surgeries this week. Because we didn't have implant surgeries this week, don't be a monster, right? We're not trying to find ways to have these people fail. We are trying to give them the tools to succeed. And the other thing I remind our new team members about, which is very difficult to see, it's for our existing team members as well, right? But it's very difficult to see the forest through the trees when you're in it, right? Every person is overwhelmed when they start a new position. Whether they have experience, don't have experience, it's a new office, new team members, new software, all of the things, okay? And they really need to see, like, hey, am I going to be able to make it here? Right? Can I survive this pressure? I always try to connect with our new team members, especially a couple weeks in, and tell them, like, hey, I know you're in the drinking through a fire hose phase, and it will only get better from here, right? You are only continuing to build your knowledge from here. So don't panic. Just give it a minute because it's going to be the same if you go somewhere else. It's going to be the same issue. So let's just take a step back. Let's take a breath. We say all the time, we are looking for progress over perfection. We are not expecting them to have everything mastered right off the bat. Let's just take it one step, one task, one responsibility at a time and build on it from there. The other thing that I try to remind our existing team members about, and again, it's difficult when you're in the moment of it and you don't care about that because you just want it to stop. You just want to have people who know what they're doing so we can all do our jobs and go home and not be exhausted and stressed at the end of the day. But I always remind our existing team members, there are team members who have come and gone over the years for one reason or the other, right? Some people were not the right fit. Some people moved on to other phases of life. They went to school, they went to dental school, they had babies, whatever it is, right? Not everyone is going to be with you until the end of your career. It's just the reality of where we're at with life and things, right? Yes, there are people that we miss working with, that we have had some amazing team members over the year. Patients still ask about them. You know, we wish that they were still here, but it's not like we didn't recover from losing those team members, right? Your business has to be able to recover from losing a team member, even if it's that one person. You know, we talk about not having the person who holds all the keys to the kingdom because that is a weakness in and of itself. But if you do have that one person, they might leave for something they didn't plan on. They might have had something medical come up. It wasn't like they abandoned you or weren't loyal to you, but life happens sometimes, right? Again, yes, you might miss that person, but we want to make sure that we have businesses that can withstand losing that person. And then looking back on it, look at the people that we gained that we would have never connected with had we not lost that person at that time. I know that that's rainbows and butterflies, and 2020, hindsight is 2020 after the fact, but we really have to keep that in mind when we're in it because it's hard when we're in it, right? And again, just acknowledging your existing team members, if there's little things that you can do to help encourage them along the way, and really celebrating the wins, both to keep your new team members encouraged, right? Because they feel like they're doing everything wrong all of the time because they're getting so much feedback and so much correction. So it doesn't seem like they're doing anything right. So celebrate those wins with them with like, hey, no, look at how much you know that 3 weeks ago you didn't know any of those things and you're already talking the terminology, right? But also for your existing team members, like, hey, you did that. You were part of that for that person. You're helping them continue to advance in their career. And there is a lot of reward in that. You're helping your patients along the way. There's reward in that. So remember to acknowledge them along the way too. So if you would like tools for your team members, if you have team members who are kind of executing the training for your, if you have existing team members who are executing the training for your new team members and you need some more tools for them, please feel free to reach out to us, connect at pivotdentalsolutions.com. We'd be happy to chat with you about the tools we use in our practices. Our website is pivotdentalsolutions.com, and we're on all of the social media platforms. So feel free to reach out. We'd be happy to chat about how we might be able to help because this is something we are all struggling with for sure.